My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio, 99 The Game and 99thegame.com. Here's Chateau Elan, the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Classic, here on this beautiful Sunday morning. And Greg is out there working on his short game.
Yeah, I am.
And it is even shorter than that. From
what it's wet. It's wet. Let's get some high grass.
It was an extremely short game.
I didn't get a chance to go out to the putting green beforehand.
Yeah, that's extra short.
Yeah. And by the way, we didn't mention, we are broadcasting in front of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
Yeah.
Hope I said his name right. Dave Pels.
Dave needs to come and rescue you from what you just
said. Well, yeah,
saw
of course. That's the first time I took a swing out there. It's all wet.
What the man does.
Come on out there with me. Give me a hole.
Here.
I was hitting into an electrical hole over there. It's not like it was a pin there.
You know, we have our family member on.
Yes, we do.
For sure. And we played her walk-on music, and she's getting ready to have. She's already had a big week.
She's had a big year.
And the first tournament really hadn't started. But the best part of the tournament has already been going, and that's the qualifying rounds. And joining us now, previewing the U.S. Open, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News. We're out here at the golf tournament, Karen, but great to hear you.
Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Morning. So you're in front of a golf school? Is that where you are?
Yeah, we're in front of not just any golf school, the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
That's Pels, not
Pels. Pels. Yeah, that's his.
Very wonderful Chateau Elan.
You been to Chateau Elan? She ain't been down there in Georgia, but a few times.
Yeah. You would enjoy this place, Karen.
Yes, you would.
You would enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a spa and a winery and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But yeah, getting back to the U.S. Open, yeah, this is qualifying week, qualifying tournament. Most people don't realize that there are a number of spots that are reserved for people coming through the qualifying tournament, and that was this week. And there were a lot of great matches, and there had to be a record turnout of fans to come to see the qualifying rounds, because it felt like a main draw day. It honestly did. It was just crowds everywhere, and also was free for fans to get into the U.S. Open. So I'm sure that was a big drawing card as well.
That's what I was going to ask
you. The big news here, of course, Jannik Sinner, yep, is the number one player in the world.
Yep.
It came out that he had two positive steroid tests in March, but he's not being suspended because it was not intentional. He wasn't taking these things intentionally. They came as a result of 1/1,000,000,000 of whatever, a gram or even less than that, of an anabolic steroid that was in cream that his physio used to give him a massage.
Physiotherapist.
Yep.
That's what we heard. What are you hearing there in the media center? Because
no,
what does everybody think of that?
This is the same thing I'm hearing. And Sinner had his pre-tournament news conference on Friday talking about it. And it's very strange when something like this happens and you don't find out about it until so many months later. Normally, as soon as somebody gets tested and steroid, it's out all over the place. How this was kept quiet is beyond me. But I have to give him some credit here. In his news conference, a lot of times, you know, the tours will like limit to one question about stuff like this nature. But Sinner was like, no, I will answer questions, even though I'm sure his team was probably cringing and saying, no, don't answer more than one question. Give a statement and that's it. But no, he sat there and answered everyone's question. I give him credit for that.
Karen Pastana joining us here, Tennis Panorama, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, as we sit out here in beautiful Braselton at the Chateau Alain Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. I want to say that watching that tournament yesterday, it was strange in that because you had Sinner talking, and then right afterwards you got, of all people, Djokovic's response. He, of all the people, stepped up and was like, see, tennis, you got another problem on your hands. You guys aren't consistent with this. You're not consistent with that. So on and so forth. I just found that to be kind of strange that of all the people who spoke up first.
Your favorite.
It was this guy I just found it a little strange. Did you?
Well, did I find it strange?
That it was him,
all
people.
Not really, because he's not the only person that, you know, is thinking this way. TFO was the first person asked during media day about this, and he said, you know, there's nothing I can really say about it because he doesn't know exactly what has happened, but he said whatever the ruling is, it is what it is. You know, and he's like, he has to concentrate on his own game, his own tournament. And so, you know, so everyone's gotten this question. But most people have been like TFO and saying, yeah, well, I got to do what I have to do first. So.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Karen Pestana. Always great to talk with her. She is social. You can always follow at Tennis News TPN, Tennis News TPN. Okay, now on to the court. And the players the other end. I'm looking at the first day of play. Boy, they got a lot of American players out there to play. Djokovic is playing a night session. Coco Gauff is playing on Ash. And talk about her week. First of all, getting on the Wheaties box.
Oh, yes. Yep. It was so many years ago, Billie Jean King was on the Wheaties box. They had a bit of a ceremony at on the U.S. Open grounds in the middle of the week. And they had the Wheaties box with Billie Jean King, a big one. And then they had the new one with Coco Gauff on the Wheaties box. And they were giving away these boxes to fans. And if I were a recipient of these boxes, I would not open them. Let them stay wherever to become collector's items. But big honor for Gauff. Very big honor for her.
And you know, Serena got that, but after she had won 23 Grand Slam tournaments, they put Serena on one. And here's Coco. She's 20 years old, and she got the Wheaties box.
It's true, because think about it. She's the top American woman. And the Wheaties folks are going to be looking at that more, you know. I mean, Wheaties is predominantly in the U.S., so that's my thinking anyway.
Karen Pestana,
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, go ahead.
And Noelle's listening back at the station because she dropped her new shoe this week as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. We got a really good segment coming up with Noelle, Karen. We got to tell you about. It got to do with shoes. Noelle's got something cornered over there. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, with Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama. What I was going to ask you about Coco is, we've been sitting here talking, and not once have we mentioned the bad taste she left in our mouth after the Olympics. And is that something that's going to be, you know, hanging over her head, at least for a little bit, as we start this U.S. Open?
I don't know if it's going to be hanging over her head, but to me, she's coming into the defending champion with not as much confidence as she could have coming in. And that, I'm sure, worries her and a lot of other people. That's my thought about. But yeah, the Olympics, and it was not just Coco who was having some issues at the Olympics, but a couple other Americans as well. And I was like, what is this coming from, people? It's the Olympic Games. Let's be happy.
Yeah, but they weren't carrying the flag.
Yeah, that's true. You have a point there. They weren't. But yeah, she's coming in kind of like on shaky ground in a way. And I don't know how she's going to bring her confidence back up, but that's what champions do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ben Shelton is going to get to play on stadium court. Arthur Ashe, thoughts about him, where he's at, what he has the potential to do with this tournament. He really lit the place up last year.
Oh, yes, he did. And in probably one of the big matches of the day on day one is actually Shelton against former champion Dominic Thiem. Dominic Thiem is playing in his last year. He's had so many injuries the past few years that he's hanging it up after this year. So this should be quite interesting, because you have Shelton, you know, booming serves, a booming kind of aggressive game, and Thiem who can absorb the power and use it back at him. Do I think Thiem has a chance in this match? Not really, but it should be really a lot of fun to watch.
You know, I remembered what I was going to say to Karen after. Yep. This just gets back to the Skinner thing we were talking about ahead of time, and how uncomfortable it was for him sitting up there and the media asking him question after question. As Karen said, they usually only allowed one. Let's move on. But he sat up there. But one of the things that Karen said, he must have been making his team nervous. And I was thinking to myself, hang on, didn't I read that he fired his team? Or was it just most of them, Karen?
He fired two of his team members. He fired his physiotherapist and one of his other, I think, massage dude or something. I can't remember the other specific. But two of them are gone, yes.
So not the entire team.
They were fired. Yep, Not the entire team, just two of them. Technically his fitness trainer and his physiotherapist. They are gone. Yeah.
All right.
What are expectations for Naomi Osaka, if any, this week?
Oh, my goodness. Who did she draw in the first round but Yelena Ostapenko, the number 10 seed? She and Naomi probably hit two of the hardest hitting women on the tour. Somebody should have radar guns out for their ground strokes, not their serve. This is going to be some fun match to watch. Do I think Naomi's going to beat Ostapenko? In all honesty, I don't think so. She's not as consistent as she could be. And, of course, coming back from having a child, and she's not quite there yet in terms of, you know, her level of play. And Ostapenko, well, there are days Ostapenko can just blast anybody off the court, and there are days when she's losing to people she shouldn't. So, you know, in a way, it could be a toss-up, but really, I really think Ostapenko is probably going to win this one.
Sounds like she's got a little John Isner there.
Maybe so.
Yeah, little John Isner. Yeah. Can we do something? We got a minute. Okay, we only got a minute left here. So we want to just get away from tennis for a second. We've been calling you family. You are a part of the show. You're part of the fabric of what we've done for years here. Am I telling tales out of school here when I say that I've heard you may be doing some television?
Yeah.
I am. I'm doing TV this afternoon.
Where can we see you at, Karen? Come on.
News Nation. On News Nation, I'll be on the air at about 2:45 talking U.S. Open, of course, with Anna Kuzman, who's the anchor for that show. So you'll see me on network TV this afternoon. At 2:45.
And if you missed that, yeah. I'm sure you will take that clip and put it on your website, on your social media. So, yeah, we want to say congratulations.
Congrats on that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we will check in with you next week, obviously. We got her here for the fortnight. Mm-hmm. So, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, thank you as always. Enjoy your Sunday and enjoy tomorrow, because this is like one of those bucket list days. Things that Sam wants to be a part of if he can. Every Monday, the opening Monday of the U.S. Open, being up there.
I'm missing it.
I always tell everyone, come to the U.S. Open the first 2 days, because you'll see everyone. It's great days to go.
All right. Karen, thank you as always. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Coming up next, as we broadcast from Chateau Alon, we are going to venture into Noelle's world.
Oh, yeah.
No telling what she has got on her mind. Sam and Greg, outside of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School here at beautiful Chateau Alon for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.